if we look at average, we're talking average as being one of the three most fire-prone districts in the world. So, you know, along with the Mediterranean basin, Southern California, southeastern Victoria is of high danger in a normal year. So,
average still means bad.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's, I think we've just been comparing it to the 2006, 07 and 2009 fire seasons, which were, you know, absolutely horrendous fire seasons for us after so many years of drought. But, you know, we can expect fast-running grass fires. We can expect fires in the bush as we have for the hundreds of years.
Because there's a lot of grass, I imagine, a lot of growth with this wet weather we've had.
Absolutely. If anyone who's mowing their front lawns knows that you get some good rains, you get some spring weather, and all of a sudden your grass is growing and there's less stock on the land due to the droughts. The economy is still recovering from that. So especially in our interface areas next to our townships, there'll be grass growth leading up into Christmas in January, and that'll be a high risk for us.
Okay. I noticed that the report yesterday says that the soil and forest fuel conditions, it's still so wet in our region in the northeast that making an accurate assessment's a little bit difficult at this stage. When might we have a clearer picture?
I suppose pushing into November and December as we move into our summer, certainly the drought factors then change. I would not expect that we will have campaign fires this year. We won't have the 30 or the 40 day fires, but we will have bad fire days where we could see a fire coming running out of the bush or in our grasslands that causes some concern and risk lives and property for sure.
So are there particular districts or towns and centres, Stuart, where you think people should be, I guess, maybe on a heightened awareness for the summer ahead?
Well, historically, we've had our season moving from the north of our district down to the south. So through that Yarrawonga, Rutherglen, through that cropping area, through that grassland. And then as we move through December and January, our focus then moves on to the King Valley down through Mansfield, Benalla areas. So it's really our whole district, but at different stages.
And what's your advice to residents, especially given they'll probably be hearing the words average and maybe the risk of complacency there?
Well, just think back to the late 90s and the early 2000s before the drought, and we had fast running 1,000-acre fires through Wilby, through Stewarton, which did a lot of damage in a very short period of time. So think back to those days and expect that for the years to come till we get back into a drought cycle, which will eventually happen.